Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 110 G's has been reached in the sale of the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD. Thank you. From the bottom of our heart, there's 110 grand we've raised for my friend's place. If you'd like to get a copy of our CD or a picture disc of vinyl, and we'll be doing a special signing at the end of this month, actually the end of March, 877-616-7445, 877-616-PHIL. Time now for Southern California Lifestyles. We're going to kick the show off today, a Monday. Got some rain here in Southern California. And this is a block of time which is purchased and paid for by Western Estates Homeowners Association. Bobby Dooley is the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Joins us now from her home in Western Estates. And Bobby, how are you doing? Bobby?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got that music turned up. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, and you're going to tell us about your Springtacular at Western Estates?
Yes, we're having our Springtacular, and it is scheduled for March 31st. We'll have a fashion show. We're going to have a luncheon, which will be dedicating our new community center clubhouse. Also, the Western Estates Brownies will have their bake sale, and this year's theme is Brown is Beautiful. And I'm sorry, I dropped.
Okay. Bobby?
Yep.
You okay? What's wrong?
I don't have the right to tell you. Let me just go on with our Springtacular.
No, what is wrong? You're on the show here, and you're obviously distracted. What's wrong? Do you not want to talk to us?
No.
Because we need to kind of move along with the show.
I'm not going to bother you with it.
Wait a minute. Just hold on for a second here, okay? Do you want to not do this? What are we going to do, Mike? Don't do the material? What's wrong? Mike's asking me to ask you what's wrong.
I don't know how to say this, but I have breast cancer.
Jesus.
I have breast cancer. The doctor found a lump. Hello?
I'm here. I'm like, I'm stunned. I mean,
Well, he did a biopsy, and the results came in today. They wouldn't tell me over the phone. They made me go in.
I mean, it's not, you know, Bobby, we've always had you on the show, and you've always kind of provided, you know, I mean, you've always been a little bit of comic relief, I guess, for the show.
Oh, I know. You know, Steve and I, Phil, have always been aware of how you've brought us on your program and sort of made us the butt of a few jokes. And
You know,
don't say that it's not true, because it is true. I know that you have ridiculed myself and my husband, and we're not stupid. You know, we know.
Well, you're a different kind of person. I mean, it's just, this is very unusual for you to come on my program now and tell me that you have breast cancer.
If you don't want me to bother you with it, Phil, I'll hang up and I'll go away. That's all right.
It's not that. It's that you've, every time you've been on our show, you have been
I've been the funny person that you can make fun of.
No.
Yes. I've been that funny, weird woman who lives in the weird house and has the strange husband and has the three strange sons that you can make fun of. Isn't that true?
No.
Yes, it is. Well, I guess I'm human today, aren't I, Phil? Because I could be dying.
Look, Bobby.
Look,
you've been a lighthearted break from hard news stories. I feel bad for you, okay?
Thank you. But there's really not a lot you can do, is there? I know who the people are in my life that love me. My sons love me. My husband loves me. And you can make all the fun you want.
I look at.
No, I know that you and your listeners thought that we were amusing, Steve and I. We know, but now reality's intruded, hasn't it? I have breast cancer, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Bobby, I'm sorry, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Are you, I mean, what?
I'll be starting chemo and then radiation.
Am I
not being funny for you now, Phil? Am I not the butt of a joke now?
Look at...
No, don't condescend to me when you've had me on your program I don't know how many years, and I've always been the butt of a joke. And I've always been that funny woman. Go ahead, make some jokes now, Phil. That's what you do, isn't it? Don't you bring people on your show and ridicule them? Answer me.
We have.
You have. I have something to work through right now. I have breast cancer to work through.
Will you believe me when I say that I'm truly sorry?
Maybe. I don't know. I've never known how you felt about me. All I know is that you think I'm really amusing. Well, I'm thankful that you think I'm amusing. Will I be amusing, Phil, when the chemo and the radiation have taken their toll on?
Bobby, don't do this, okay?
Will I be amusing then?
Look, I want you to know that you have the 100% support of this show. Everybody here, Mike, Melissa, Craig, and I, and we want to be with you. And now I'm getting emotional.
Well, I hope you are. Are you feeling this as I'm feeling it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've known you for a long time.
So it is sad for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And when I've lost my hair and I have circles under my eyes, will I be the butt of your jokes then?
No, you won't, and I'm really sorry, okay?
You're feeling emotional.
Yes, I am. Obviously, I am.
Well, then I want to tell you something. Phil?
Yes?
I want to tell you something.
What?
I'm only joking. I don't have breast cancer.
Okay, so what is this all about?
Oh, you can't take a joke. I'm joking. Steve and I saw a documentary last night on the Learning Channel, and he said, call up Phil...
You're calling me up and joking about having breast cancer.
Yes. Are you going to get angry now? See, people, you love to kid people, don't you?
It's not about me kidding anybody. You're making light of something that's very serious. For the last 50... And then I guess you made a boob out of me, didn't you? Because I'm sitting there blubbering for you.
Well, I know how you feel about me.
Well, great. I think you ought to apologize.
Phil, I don't have to.
Why not? You're making light out of something like breast cancer. You come on this show, you tell me you've got breast cancer, that you're going in for chemo and radiation, then you say you're only kidding.
So you can't turn that funny mirror in and look at yourself, can you?
What has this got to do with funny, okay? It's not funny.
Yes, it is funny.
What? How do you figure breast cancer is funny?
Because I'm a woman.
Because you're a woman what?
Phil, you know something? You don't really understand some things, do you?
And well, tell me what I don't understand. You're coming on here and making a joke about having breast cancer. How's that funny?
Do you know that black people can call each other nigga? Do you know?
Okay, watch that N stuff on my show.
I didn't say nigger. I said nigga. Okay, do you know the...
Well, what's the difference?
Because that's an endearing thing. African Americans can kid and joke with each other that way. Well, the same is true of women. The same is true of homosexuals who call each other fag or queer. And the same is true of women. We joke with each other about having breast cancer. We have fun with things like that. We call...
Well, I've never heard of such a thing.
It's true. We call each other... Women are like black people and a lot of other minority groups. We are so put upon and we're so oppressed that we've developed a code. And I'm so surprised that you haven't... You and the other men haven't picked up on it.
And you call each other, you had names?
Well, we kid each other when another woman has breast cancer. You remember Doris Mord, right?
Yes, I remember. She had a terrible bout.
We call each other mono boob, and it doesn't look like they're going to have to take much anyway. That can.
Oh, come on. Bobby.
Phil, you're a man. You don't understand. Women joke with each other about breast cancer. We call each other whore. We call each other slut. It's our way.
Oh, okay. Here's the thing that I want to interrupt.
It's our way of communicating.
Here's the thing I want to interrupt with, okay? So you think because black folks use the N-word and...
They don't say N-I-G-G-E-R. They say nigga. N-I-G-G with the emphasis on the second syllable. So it's nigga.
Well, maybe it is.
You know what you're angry about?
What?
You're angry that I made fun of you.
No, I think I'm angry because you're telling me that women kid each other about having breast cancer and call each other slut.
We do.
You call each other slut as an endearing thing?
Yes, we do. Oh, that slut, that mono boob slut, et cetera, et cetera. It is about having, you can ask any woman in your audience, you can ask any of the women listening to you right now, it is normal for us to call each other slut, whore, slit.
Okay. Put her on hold. She starts off with this whole story about breast cancer. Then she comes up with this, it's cool to call each other mono boob and slut. I guess I shouldn't be angry. I guess I had it coming. 1-800-449-8686. That's the number to the Phil Henry Show. Bobby Dooley is with us from Western Estates. We were supposed to hear about the Springtacular. I'm so angry. She came on at the top of the hour and said she had breast cancer, and now she says she's kidding. And I ask her, why? How dare you kid me about that? Oh, women do it all the time with each other. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. I don't want to make fun of you. I'm just saying. Now we're back. Phil Henry Show. One eight hundred four four nine eight six eight six. I am emotional. Okay. You come on my show and say you got breast cancer. Then you say you're kidding, and it's okay.
Phil, women joke with each. We call each other lefty. Do you know how men call each other lefty? Baseball players. If we've had a right breast removed.
Lefty?
Yes. These are all things that men would know had they paid more attention to the women in their lives.
And well, you know something? You're telling me that everyone... I got some women on the line right now who don't agree with you.
Well, then I don't know, Phil. I'm talking about the women that I know, the women that I'm in touch with through our various Republican women's functions.
Hold on for a minute. We taking these calls? 1-800-449-8686. So you think breast cancer is funny, huh?
You love to make fun of people, don't you?
All right, I'm sorry if I've ridiculed you, but this is something else entirely. Lisa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Yes, ma'am. Good.
I'm appalled to listen to this woman.
Mm-hmm.
She degrades every female that she's speaking
mm-hmm.
about.
Mm-hmm.
She has no idea what she's talking about. I've never called another woman that, and I would never degrade or make light of breast cancer like she is.
Are you familiar with black people calling each other nigga?
Would you not do that anymore?
What?
Don't use the word.
Either. Well, that predicates the whole concept.
No, it is something that they understand. Well, women understand.
No, women do not understand about joking about breast cancer.
It's
You're making
playful.
Light of something that is life-threatening.
It is playful. We call each other slut in a playful way.
Do you have breast cancer? Have you had breast cancer?
No, I don't, but Lisa, listen.
Wait, answer my question.
No.
Have you had breast cancer?
No, the answer to both
then
those
Then why would you joke about something you have never had?
Did you hear Phil Henry? He was broke. He was crying.
Yeah, oh, ha ha.
And that's something to laugh about? The man has feelings. You obviously do not.
And what about everybody else's feelings? He's always making fun of people.
Look,
I think you're a very small person.
I'm small. You know something? In your life, Lisa, I hope you get bigger to be able to joke about a mastectomy.
You know what? I have a great sense of humor, but
God.
I don't find that funny.
It's a riot.
I cry for people that have this. Why would you make light of something like that?
I was in tears, Bobby.
Yeah, you know, my husband, Steve, told me.
Sound like a pussy, Phil.
Oh, yeah? Is that right, huh? You want a piece of me, man?
Why is that?
Do you want a piece of me right now? I sound like a pussy, huh?
I'm amazed at these
You know something, Phil? You really are a child.
You tell your husband anytime, any place. I'm sorry. Forgive me, ladies and gentlemen. Now I'm losing my temper, okay?
No, but you can make fun. There's nothing wrong with making fun of. How many times have you made me cry, Phil?
Phil, you need to get this woman off the air and refuse to ever take her call ever again.
I've paid for this airtime. I've paid for the air. And where's my music?
Give her money back.
Play her stupid music.
This is Southern California Lifestyles. And
I refuse to allow you to do that. Turn the music off.
You know something, Lisa? I hope you reach a day in your life when you can playfully call another woman a slut.
I think you need to grow up.
I have three sons. You know,
your four sons.
My poor
sons. Maybe you should give them up for adoption.
My boys heard you cry, Phil.
Okay, isn't that, that's great, Bobby. That's great. Hey, you know what? You know what? You got my message about your husband, okay?
Hey, Steve, he says he wants to fight you.
Yeah, I heard it. I heard it. You know, he can call me all the names he wants. You know where I am. Lisa, thank you for your call. Here is Renee on the Phil Hendry Show. Renee?
Yes. I have to agree with Lisa. Obviously, this gal does not... Hello?
Yes, I'm right here. I'm listening to you.
Okay. Obviously, you've never had cancer.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a joking matter. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you can't take a joke because you're upset. Because
I'm not
he's been making a butt. Well, you called in and did that, and you was upset with him because he's made fun of you.
Well,
and I just recently joined the program, but I am here to say I'm a lady. All my friends and all my family, everybody that knows me, respects me, and would never dream of calling me a whore slut.
But we do.
And I wouldn't
fun.
Think it was funny. And
as
I joke
women.
A lot. I think humor is great.
As women,
but
we
that's
think
not
it's
funny, and neither is cancer.
Haven't you ever had a friend who had breast cancer? And let's say she had a double mastectomy.
Yes, I have, and I wouldn't dare joke with that because that's not a laughing matter.
You never call her billiard table.
No,
billiard
I have
table?
Not.
Are you kidding me?
Phil. You know something? You're a man, and you don't
get it. You and your husband, you know what? You and your husband sound like you belong together.
You know what? We have fun. We laugh. See, black people, they call...
Hold on.
What? You keep going. That has nothing to do with breast cancer.
Well, I know a little bit about black people.
I got it in my family, too, but that's not the point. This has to do with breast cancer. Cancer is not a laughing matter.
No, nigga.
Will you stop with that?
But that's what they say.
So
well,
whatever.
What does that matter? That's got nothing to do with breast cancer.
It's endearing, and they take a bad situation.
No, it's not. Endearing? If one of my friends or my family called me a whore, slut, I probably wouldn't talk to him again for a while.
One of the greatest things. One of the greatest gifts.
There's nothing humorous about that.
One of the greatest gifts a young black male can give to another is to walk up to him, high five him, and go, "What's up, my nigga?"
And
okay,
you know,
Bobby.
That's fine, but that's got nothing to do with cancer.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's
there's
the
ways
same
of
thing.
Joking. There's ways of joking without joking about something that's life threatening.
Okay, Bobby. The point here is that.
Yeah, tell us the point, Phil. Tell us all about it. You're a woman, obviously. You know all about breast cancer, don't you?
Well, you know what? But you've got two women against you. So already there's two women that you told him if he pulled any women in his audience. They'd understand you, and
Renee,
two out of two,
honey, listen,
say you're totally off your rocker. You're crazy.
I got a very
You've
dear
got
friend.
No morals whatsoever.
Excuse me. I have three sons and a husband I love very much.
And obviously, if you believe this way, then
my
that's not
friend,
saying much.
My friend Susan called me this morning. We love each other dearly, okay? And yet she called me up, and she said, "How are you doing, you crusty squack?"
Well, that's between you two, then.
Jesus.
If you guys think that's funny... But that's not, don't make a general statement about all women.
How are you doing, you crusty squack?
Yes.
Isn't that great?
It's the same thing as a...
I know, a couple of young black kids. Renee, thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. Brian on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I want to talk to the crusty squack. Listen, I've had cancer twice, lady. This is not even anything. To
what
eat.
Have you had?
I have had.
Oh, and by the way,
thank
you're...
God, I have had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
By the way, you're not allowed to call me that. You're a man.
Oh no, no,
no.
We're
yes.
all friends here on
no.
the radio,
no.
right?
No, women.
Oh no,
no.
Uh-uh.
No.
Oh, and Phil, whenever her husband wants to come get you, I got your back, bro.
Okay, fine. How about that?
Oh well,
I
look
got
at
your
the
back.
Look at the big bad man.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well,
and,
look
at
this
I,
gentleman
I,
has suffered
he
through.
Has no idea what it's like to get up in the morning and just puke your guts up because
right.
of the chemicals running.
Okay,
through
Brian, hold the line. I'll get back to you. We've got a commercial break coming up, and Bobby Dooley with us from Western Estates Homeowners Association. She thinks it's funny joking about breast cancer on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the groundbreaking, trend-setting, award-winning Phil Henry Show. About a half an hour ago, Bobby Dooley, who is the president of the Western States Homeowners Association, called this program. And because she has purchased this block of time, the Western States Homeowners Association Springtacular was going to be advertised. She came on the air and told me that she had breast cancer. She did it with tears. She did it with all kinds of emotional calisthenics, and then said she was kidding. And this is after I had begun to get emotional myself. And in my opinion, it was an unconscionable thing to do. It was.
Oh, Phil, give it a rest, please.
No, I'm not going to give anything a rest, okay? You called up.
You love to play jokes on people. You're in over your head. You're wading in water, Phil, that is much too deep for you. This is something that women understand. In much the same way that Hispanics call each other spick, or Asians call each other slope or slant, how you doing my slant is a very common form of greeting in Koreatown.
And how you doing my slant?
That's right. And so women do the same thing. And I find it very, very wrong of you to judge me because you have a preconceived notion. You can dish it out, but you can't take it, can you, Phil?
Bobby.
No, you can dish it out, but you can't take it.
All right, I got to go back to the gentleman who's hanging on in Aurora. Brian, go ahead.
Let me tell you something that's real funny.
Mm-hmm.
I did my chemotherapy through Indianapolis University,
mm-hmm.
Indiana University in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's real funny?
Mm-hmm.
Is I got to do some volunteer work. I have an 18-year-old, and God bless you, Wendy. She is an angel that has touched my life. An 18-year-old girl that lost her life to breast cancer. Is that
mm-hmm.
funny? Is that funny?
Well,
yes or no? It's a yes or no question.
No, right now, no. At the time,
yeah, and none of it is funny,
at the
ever.
The girl died, Bobby.
When she was alive, it was funny.
No, it was not
oh,
funny.
Oh, God.
She sat there in the hospital
mm-hmm.
bed, could not eat on her own.
All right, let me ask you this,
she
then,
couldn't
Brian.
Raise her head.
All right, I answered your question. Now you answer this one. One of the boys at my son's school had testicular cancer, all right? So they had to put a plastic one in or something, some sort of prosthetic. Do you know about phantom limb, where people think their limb is still there even after it's been amputated? Have you heard about that?
Yeah.
Okay. This boy had phantom nut, where he was scratching a ball that...
Oh, ha, 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 ha!
You're a phantom nut!
Ha,
lady.
Ha, ha! What do you mean, phantom nut?
If anybody's a phantom nut here, it's her, and your nut is your brain, lady.
He would reach
there
down to...
There's nothing funny about cancer, ever!
You don't think it's funny reaching down
nothing
to scratch a ball that isn't there?
Nothing is ever funny about cancer.
No, it's funny. This is Steve, her husband.
Hey, you, Steve.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
No, I gotta write...
Get out of here.
Yeah, Steve. Where you at, punk? You
what?
Gonna kick Phil's ass? You gonna
what
kick
did you,
mine, bro?
What'd you say to him?
I told him to get lost. He stays off the phone. I don't want to talk to him.
Well, all I'm saying is I think reaching down to scratch a ball that isn't there is funny. That's all I'm trying to say.
You know, what's real
yeah,
funny
that's
you operate
right.
on a stem that you call a brain. That's funny.
You know, I'm not above kicking your ass myself.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, I'm not.
Hey, lady,
not.
I've been through cancer twice, you know, and God didn't take me there. Bring it.
Well, why don't you bring it three times, okay?
Bring it.
Oh, God, I'd like to beat you up.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah,
aren't
me
you
too.
So-
I would like for you to give it a shot.
I
oh, and my
I got a pretty good rent.
Girlfriend here,
mm-hmm.
she wants to kick your ass.
Why?
She is
after,
not a spick.
Well, doesn't she call other Hispanics
no,
spick?
No, she does not. And none of the Hispanics that I know, none of the black people I know would ever, ever disrespect themselves. The only people that do that are trash.
No, I'm talking about N-I-G-G-A.
I don't care what you can spell
N-I-G-G-A.
It out, you can say it.
Yeah.
Nigga, it's the same thing. Thing.
It's an offensive term to people.
Well, the black people understand.
No, not all of them do.
The people that I know don't understand. Are they not black?
You're lumping everybody into one big happy family that there's certain people are going to call each other names, okay?
People
you and
are
your...
different. People are people.
Well, Doris Mord and Susan Salubrian, we all call each other whore, and we have a great time doing it.
Well,
over wine.
No respect for one
let me
another.
Ask you something. So you get together over
amazing.
At the you get together over at your little restaurant.
We go down to Finn's.
To Finns and Calabasas.
Yes.
And you sit around with your glasses of white wine, calling each other whore.
Yes, it's fun.
Oh, my God. Brian, thank you.
All right.
1-800-449-8686. It's Phil Henry Show here.
You know, Phil,
just let me take another call. Lisa, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, how you doing?
I want to tell this woman one thing first. I played a joke. I told my husband that I was pregnant, and I didn't know I was, but I was. So be careful with your jokes. Number two. Wait a minute.
You told your husband you were pregnant.
I didn't know I was pregnant, and I was. So be careful what kind of joke you play, because it might end up happening to you.
What's funny about that?
Nothing. What? I'm just saying that you played
a joke that you had
breast cancer, and maybe now you'll get it.
The joke you played.
And I don't want you to, because let me tell you something. I watched my mom die. She got breast cancer when I was 16.
Well, what did you do
Have you ever had to watch your mother puke? Have you ever had to change your mother's diaper while she was crying?
My mother was an
because
alcoholic.
She was embarrassed. Have you ever had to give your mom shots because she was dying?
Bobby, shut up and listen to the lady.
If you ever talk like that again about a woman with breast cancer, I will hunt you down. Because that's not funny.
Well, it's not funny.
You have some nerve. You know what? I let my friends call me whore and bitch, and we pick around like that. But breast cancer is not
it's
funny.
It's a blast. You know something?
It takes someone's life.
I watched my mother vomit. It was after a quart of vodka.
That's not the same thing.
That is self-induced.
Well, you asked, did I ever watch my mother puke or change her diapers?
What do you mean diapers?
She'd crap her pants and everything.
All right, look.
It is not the
Lisa,
same
I'm very sorry for your mother, and, you know,
This woman should not even be a woman. I mean,
I am a mother of three boys.
I have four daughters, and, you know, your boys aren't going to get breast cancer.
You shouldn't even joke about this.
You have no right to joke
about
it.
Lisa, let's be girls together. Come on, let's call each other skanky bitch or something. Because
you know what?
I'm not a skanky bitch to you.
Well, to my friends, yes. But you know what? You don't have the right to call me a skanky bitch.
That's what women do. You are not
in no way near my level.
You're at the skanky bitch level.
No, I am so much above you because I do not pick on people.
Don't you hear what people have been saying to you?
You know how degrading it is to lose your breath?
Don't you know what people have been saying to you here, Bobby?
Look, Doris Maud lost her breast. We called her old one boob.
You know what? She probably hated you for it on the inside.
Oh, she was laughing her ass off.
Maybe on the outside.
Yeah, exactly, trying to make you guys feel good.
On the outside, but inside she was torn up.
Well, then why would my mother call me her little whore as a nickname? It was a term of endearment.
Little whore has... You know, being called a whore does not remind you that you have no breath.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes them feel less of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I saw my mom crying because of that. And being called a whore doesn't remind you every day that you've got a limited amount of time.
When's the last time one of your girlfriends called you, like a crusty squank?
My girlfriends have never called me that. We've been called hoe and bitch.
It's fun, isn't it?
But
oh, come on. You get the message we're talking about here?
Anything.
People dying of breast cancer?
Oh, I came on and made a joke.
Well, it wasn't funny. It wasn't funny.
Listen,
no, it's not.
I think you're violent. I think you're out of control. You've threatened my husband.
Yes, I have.
Oh, so you're admitting it?
Yes.
And if my attorney wants to give you a call...
You have your attorney call me. You know, I have to act on a threat of violence. Just because I'm threatening it doesn't mean...
I'm going to have my attorney call you.
He said he's going to kick my ass.
Yeah, I did, Steve. You there, man?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to come to your house and beat your brains in, man. What do you think about that?
I'm going to call
me?
No, I'm not talking to you, Lisa.
Oh, so are you threatening a woman now, Phil?
I wasn't talking to Lisa. I'm talking to your stinking husband. Your crusty squack of a husband.
How dare you?
Oh, well, you can call everybody. Anyway, listen.
Lisa, I love you. You're a skanky bitch.
Jesus.
If you loved me, you would not degrade my mother's memory like you're
That's
doing.
That's right. Thank you very much, Lisa. I think I've had all I can take.
When you come over to the house, kick my...
Hey, do me a favor, Mike. Go downstairs, warm my car up, because it's 7 sharp. I'm on my way to that house. Don't we sit around and call each other a crusty squack? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Oh, hi, Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. You know, I saw a very brilliant comic on stage 2 years ago, and you know him. His name is George Carlin. And George Carlin was on stage, and he said, because Carlin is absolutely fearless. He's on stage as a performer. There's nowhere he won't go. There's just nowhere he won't go. And he's reached a point in his career where he doesn't give a crap. He's made all the money he's going to make. His place in the Hall of Fame of comedy is well established. He's a mentor, and he's venerated. This cat is it, man. So and I think he's funnier than hell. Bottom line, you know, that's what makes George Carlin brilliant. He's the cat's funny. And he said something on stage I'll never forget. He said, in his very typical way, he said, "Oh, you're not supposed to joke about rape? Is that what you're telling me now? You're not supposed to joke about rape. There's certain things we can't joke about," he said. "And rape is one of them? I guarantee," he says from the stage, "that I can make rape funny." Well, we're all sitting there and we're going, "Jesus, George, what are you doing? I mean, I know, I can guarantee." Imagine Elmer Fudd raping Porky Pig. You know what? He's right. It was funny. The whole freaking audience, we went nuts. Funniest goddamn thing. Excuse my language. Please forgive me. But funniest thing I ever heard in my life. Well, here we just did 45 minutes. And I'm not saying it was anywhere near. I'm not George Carlin, nor are we attempting to compare ourselves. What we're trying to say is there's certain things you're not supposed to say. You're not supposed to talk about certain places you can't go. And we just did 45 minutes going into an area that perhaps we should not have gone into. And perhaps, hey, I ain't going to sit here and analyze my show every 15, you know, every quarter hour after we do a bit. But I think it's worth talking about. And later on in the program, we're going to institute something called It's Now Okay to Call Phil. And during our segment called It's Now Okay to Call Phil, you may call me and question me on certain choices that we make on this show or anything else relative to these matters. And that will be a little bit later on in our program today. Here on the Phil Henry Show, our number is 1-800-449-8686, but it's a valid thing. Now, can I mention... I better not, huh? Okay. Let me just say that there are people in my life who have had similar experiences to some that you've heard on the air here this last hour, and, you know, they swing with these things in a little bit lighter way than a lot of people, so I'll leave it at that. I just think there's places you can go, and it was proven to me at least 2 years ago with George Carlin that you can go into certain areas of life and create something funny, no matter how frightening. And I particularly like that whole skanky bitch aspect to the last 45 minutes that we did. Anyway, or was it Krusty Squack? That was it. Krusty Squack? Dude, where, you know... Have you had a physical lately? Okay, anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Speaking of physical, I've lost 3 pounds in the last week. Come on, baby. 264 to 261, Weight Watchers and the Exercycle every day, 40 minutes. What did I say? 3 pounds. Is that cool? Now, is that healthy? I don't know if that's healthy or not. Maybe the weight loss will begin to decrease. Maybe it'll go down to like 2 pounds a week, 1 pound a week. But my first week, man, was a home run. And that's getting on the bike and humping and pumping. Now, I got this Exercycle. It's my wife's Exercycle. It's sitting in her office. And Maria's used this thing for years. She said, "Well, you got to get on." I said, "Okay, cool. I'll get on this thing." You know, well, it's got one of these seats, a bicycle seat, an Exercycle. If you're a guy, you know what I'm talking about. It's made out of that really hard rubber, almost like a hard leather, hard rubber hybrid kind of material. And it is like sitting on metal. And it has that nice convenient hump, you know, that's just, you know, right up there, cutting the circulation off to the lower extremities. Or if I was comb-over boy, I'd say, cutting the circulation off to the lower extremities. You know what I'm talking about, too, right? Huh? You know what I'm talking about, guys. Those lower extremities, right? You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, give it a rest. We know what you're talking about. Hey, comb-over, how would you do that? It's cutting off all of that blood to the, you know, the Royal American. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yeah, we got it, man. We get it, dude. That's so great. That's so hip. You know what I'm talking about? I'm cutting off that. Yeah, I got it already, man. So anyway, that's what I was doing. So I'm on the bike 40 minutes in, and I reach down to scratch, as so many of us male guys will do. You sort of reach down and check. You know what I'm saying? You just do. Especially when you're exercising. You always kind of reach down just to check, make sure everything's... And I can't feel anything. Like losing sensation. It was scary. I got off that bike just right then and there. I got off that thing. And I said to Maria, is that... And then I said to her the same thing that I guess a lot of guys would think. Because when I was growing up, there were girls' bikes and there were guys' bikes. Do you guys remember that? The girls' bikes didn't have the bar and the guys' bikes did have the bar. And you ask yourself, what sense does that make if I fall off the seat and I castrate myself in that bar? Thank you for putting the bar there. What's that for? That's so you can castrate yourself. Thank you. You're welcome. Just want to make sure that you guys know the difference. The guy's bike has the bar where you can lose feeling in both balls. Thank you. That's great. And the girl bike is the one that doesn't have the bar, so if I fell off the seat, I wouldn't get hurt. That's exactly right. That's why you give that to the girl.
Right.
And the guy, you can castrate yourself. Okay. Now that I'm very clear on that, man, why? You want to know why? It was modesty. So the girls wouldn't have to hike one big leg up over the seat, and there are some creep, some pervert sitting there with a box of Milk Duds and a 5-gallon can of gasoline, see if he can look up her skirt. So in other words, to save women the immodest effort of having to hike their leg over, we got to fall off the seat, and we're getting de-balled on that big metal bar. Do they make those bikes anymore for girls? They don't make them that way anymore. They do? They still make girls' bikes? It's a silly... Isn't it silly? So I said to my wife, hey, honey, this seat, you know, I can't feel anything. Is that a girl's exercycle? She goes, no, man, they don't make them like that. You know, I said, well, that seat has got the big hump in it. So Craig's telling me, your dad does a lot of mountain biking, right? They've got a seat now. They've got a bicycle seat that's actually two pieces, two halves, split in the middle so that there's like nothing so that you can... sort of comfortably, if you need to hang something down, you can, it's like hanging right there. So I got to look into that. Anyway, I just thought I'd let you guys know that. I was very proud of myself because I had lost those 3 pounds. Whitney Houston, by the way, is in drug rehab. Did you guys see this? Or is that what you sent me, Mike, something about drugs? Do you know there was a time when she could have been another Barbara Streisand? But I guess because she's black, she does drugs. I'm joking. I don't know what's wrong with her. What's wrong with it? There's a whole cadre of performers that just could have had it, and then it ain't there anymore, you know? That right, comb-over boy. Anyway, I'm kidding around. Jesus, I'm going to see this show up in a Barrett column now. 1-800-449-8686. Thank you all. We've reached the $110,000 mark in our number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of 2000 CD and picture disc vinyl sale for my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, $109,962. So we're like 40 bucks off. That is so cool. Thank you. 877-616-7445. 877-616-PHIL for the CD.